A crucial NL Central clash between the first place Cubs and second place Brewers. The Cubs trying to shrink their magic number, pick up the action, game tied at 2 in the 8th. The man on for Eric Thames facing Justin Wilson.
2-2 in the 8th. Set to work. Here it is. Swing of a line drive, base hit to right. Here's Santana scoring, and the Brewers have the lead. How about that one? Here it is. Swinging a bouncing ball in the left center of base hit. And the Cubs have tied the game. New sign, Santana winning on a 1-2 pitch. Anything down the left field side is going to be a base hit. Right center, here it is. Santana struck out swinging. Oh, what a game. A swing and a bouncer back to the mound. We're going to have extra innings. Davis gets out of it. No further damage.
3-2 coming back on Bryant is Drake. Hit in the air, center field, deep. Broxton back, track, gone. Chris Bryant unties the game with a 2-run home run, his 28th. It's 5-3 Chicago. Davis kicks and throws. Struck him out looking. He strikes out the side. And the Cubs take game number one in 10 innings. Final score, Chicago 5, Milwaukee 3.
The Cubs take out the Brewers 5-3 in 10 innings. Wade Davis gets 5 outs to pick up the win as the Cubs' magic number shrinks to 6 to clinch the NL Central. Chicago's lead over the Brewers now 4.5 games. Chris Bryant, 3 hits and 2 RBIs. Domingo Santana homers for the third straight game in the loss. The Brewers with a crushing loss. Manager Craig Counsell spoke after.
I mean, it's a bang-bang play. It could have gone either way. The way I saw it, I wasn't surprised. I wasn't overturned once he was called safe.
Should there have been out there one way or the other?
Should there what?
Should there have been an out? Did one of those guys not play that ball right?
I'd have to. It was a little clean. It felt a little slow at the end. So I don't know if I don't know if JJ was a little bit late, or I'd have to look at the play again. I thought. Hap hustled down the line, and it's a bang-bang play.
I don't know if you've seen the replay of Baez's single, but it was a sinker below the strike zone.
Yeah, JJ did a great job. He pitched. He did exactly what he was supposed to do. He made great pitches. He threw a ball on the last pitch. He threw a ball that looked to me like it was just off the ground, and he just rolled the ball up the middle. Nothing wrong with the pitch. We just didn't have a fielder there, unfortunately.
A lot of chances offensively, but just couldn't get that big hit tonight.
Well, I don't know that we had a lot of chances. We had a chance in the ninth, certainly. Where the strikeout it hurts you. It hurt us there. So that was, he had an at bat where he chased out of the zone a couple times, and it's, the strikeout hurts you right there. And you don't put in play, and then you put the kind of pressure on the next guy. And RC had a decent at bat and got to 3-1 and took a 3-1 pitch. Davis threw 2 strikes after 3-1 and did a good job, and, they get out of the inning.
In the earlier one where Braun hits that bullet at second base, sort of right thing, wrong spot.
What do you mean, right thing?
Well, it just hit the ball hard somewhere.
Yeah, no, it was a nice at bat. Hit it right, hit it hard. They hit some balls hard tonight too. That's part of the game.
2 nights in a row, Craig, just to have real tough losses like this. How do you read those? Good that you're in them late, important games, or is this a blow?
It's 2 tough games. We're still sitting, to me, in a pretty good spot where we can play well for the last 9 days and still do something good. So there's going to be there's good chance. Every loss is going to be incredibly tough right now. A W is all that matters, how you get it, how you lose. We got to wipe it away, and we know we have a tough game tomorrow. Look, it was a great baseball game. It was a really good baseball game. We made it, you know, we scored some runs late. Eric had an incredible at bat to drive in the run. You know, and then we had an opportunity, you know, in the ninth after, you know, they kind of caught a break to me with the Baez's, you know, just ground ball that gets through, and we just weren't able to execute. But look, it's nine games. I don't know what the Rockies are doing, but and we still got three against the team ahead of us in our division, and we're one behind in the wild card. So, you know, there's a lot of opportunity and a lot of beat to look forward to in front of us.
Who was down tonight in the pen? Can you tell us after the fact? Swarzak and Knable.
Yeah, Swarzak, Knable, and Josh were not available. Yeah.
Did that? I mean, do you feel like it played out as well as it could have? As you said, you know.
Yeah, I mean it's. I mean, Zach giving us seven innings was huge. I mean, I think he had less than 80 pitches in seven innings. So he was he did a great job. I mean, I didn't think he was in great rhythm early in the game. And once we got to about kind of certainly starting the fifth inning, fifth through seven, I thought he was outstanding. And he got it going and, you know, piled up the outs and piled up quick outs. So he did his job for sure. He got seven innings and, I mean, that was the ideal scenario, is that he could get through seven innings, and then I got Jacob, and then you're thinking Jacob and JJ, and we got there, and really, you know, it we got to where we wanted to be, and a ground ball got through.
Was that the idea from the start, Craig, that JJ should get there? It speaks to the versatility that you have a guy with closing experience.
Yeah, I mean, I thought if we could get through seven, it was a good chance Jacob would be the eighth and JJ would be the ninth, yeah.
Jeremy Jeffress was one strike away from giving the Brewers the win before giving up an RBI single. He spoke after the game.
We were about to call and then the challenge. I thought they could see it up there, but
did you think you got there, you know, as quick as you could?
Yeah, I mean, the play was, it wouldn't be bang bang anyway. It was lefty, the ball was rolling kind of slow. It didn't really matter, I guess.
It looked like you thought maybe the second baseman was going to get that.
I thought so at first, but I mean, I still got to get over there. Ball hit to the right side, so I mean, at the end of the day, I thought I got him. Bottom line.
And then how about the pitch that Baez hits? That looked like you made your pitch there too.
Most definitely, I had a lot of conviction in that pitch. You know, I made him swing at the two before. I was trying to go lower than low, and you know, I felt like that was the right pitch at the right time. I mean, what are you gonna do? I mean, the ball just. I've gotten a lot of those sneak through, you know, balls like that. So
the amazing thing is they even put wood on it, though. I mean, yeah, it's like almost on the ground.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I mean, the guy's a free swinger anyway. I mean, you've seen it in the years past. So I mean, he can put wood on it. So,
you guys have been great at coming back from tough losses, but these last few nights have been rough.
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna look at some things, and you know, obviously we're just gonna put this one behind us and just keep moving on.
You knew going into the game that you'd have the ninth?
No, everybody was ready. You know, we knew what the guys threw in Pittsburgh. So, you know, the bullpen just came in ready to go.
The series against the Cubs continues on Friday. Brandon Woodruff on the hill.